Lester.
Hey, and welcome to the Leicester City Fancast for all you Foxes fans.
The Foxes!
We're here to talk about Leicester scores. What did Mahrez do this weekend? And when is the Vardy party at?
Are we invited?
We are invited.
Yeah, we're on the list.
Catch all the Leicester news. Nah, just kidding. Let's get back onto the show. Hey, and welcome to Kiss the Crest, a weekly podcast where we talk about football news, football scores,
Leicester goals.
We're just gonna keep talking about Leicester.
Vardy party.
You heard that intro? It's gonna happen again and again and again.
Yes.
Well, okay, we've got a long way to talk about that more, but this is Kiss the Crest, and this is the week of February 7th. As usual, I'm your host, Sean Thomas.
I'm Rob Steller.
And we are missing the third person
we
here
had a red
today.
Card.
We had a red card. He is out for the week.
Yeah.
That's how it works after seven
it's
days.
One-week suspension, yeah.
Yeah. So Dave is missing for today, so it's just going to be us, the fabulous duo.
Yeah, 4-4-2.
Because of that, we're probably going to skip the topic today, and by probably, I mean definitely. And so we are going to do our usual thing of going over all the scores at the beginning. And we had scores in all the leagues, and we had a bunch of cup games. So we're just going to go over the scores in the cup games, and that'll probably do it for the night. So let's just get right into it.
All right, so let's start in France. So
exciting
pretty much status quo. Monaco got a win. Lyon got a win. There was a big, big match, though. PSG versus Marseille. Granted, Marseille hasn't had the best of seasons this year. But nonetheless, a big match, big event. And Ibra got it started, as you would expect. Second minute, cross across the box, and Ibra tapped in. Put him up 1-0, put PSG up 1-0. Cabella equalized later in the first half in the 25th minute for Marseille. So 1-1, big result at the time. Di Maria ended up getting the winner in the 71st minute. So as you expected, PSG take the win. So that brings PSG to the top of the table, Sean.
Oh wait, finally? Did they finally get up there?
They made it to the summit. No. So this brings their unbeaten run to something like 34 games, I want to say.
Ridiculous.
Still have not been defeated this year. Only three draws in the league. 22 wins. 51 goal differential. The second highest is 9, which is crazy. Maybe France is the most competitive league, like minus that team.
Yeah. If you just take out the top one.
Yeah. So that leaves them with 69 points after 25 games. Monaco's in second with 45. Nice with 39 in third. Saint-Étienne with 39 in fourth. Lyon down in sixth with 36. And Marseille in 10th with 34.
So two things I want to say. First off, Angel Di Maria got the winner in the end. It seems like he has 8 goals and 17 appearances, and I think something like 10 or 15 assists. I wonder if Manchester United could use somebody like
Got him. They're defenseless tonight, Sean. How dare you?
Kick them when they're down. So the other thing is...
Ibra, top scorer, 21 goals.
Yeah, Ibra's doing really well. I mean, he's always, but... Yeah. The other
Why
big thing...
Why did he leave us, Sean?
The real question is, we've been saying this all year, how are they going to do in Champions League? And we'll get into this a little bit later, but Chelsea is still not doing great even after Mourinho has left. So I think this is high time that they do really well. I definitely think they clearly have the talent to beat Chelsea. It's whether or not they can, you know, go through with it. The question is, you know, can they actually do it? And then how far can they go? I don't think they have the talent to be in that top echelon to really win Champions League. And I think that's the same problem the City has.
Oh man.
I, you know, like they have good players, but not the depth. Like you're not seeing, you know, you look at Bayern Munich from top to bottom. I mean, Neuer, Müller, Costa, their whole midfield, Lahm, like everybody on their team is top notch. Whereas on PSG, you're seeing a smattering of great players, but not all.
Smattering.
Smattering.
So Ray Hudson over here.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. And actually, Champions League is starting up pretty soon, so we'll begin.
I want to see PSG do well. I want to see them progress far. I mean, they have the names for it. I want to see them up against big clubs and see them perform well. So it hasn't really happened. So,
and who knows? Maybe they'll have Ronaldo next year. I don't know. We'll see.
The plot thickens.
So then we'll move on to Germany. Now, Germany, this was the weekend. If something was going to happen, this was the weekend. So the big game was Bayern Munich versus Bayer Leverkusen. So the story there is, I mean, Munich has just been destroying teams left and right. Everybody knows that. But Leverkusen has also been doing extremely well. A big story on that has been Chicharito. I mean, he's been scoring. I think he's...
Oh, man, you.
Just selling off all those players. But
all the attackers.
admittedly, Chicharito, I mean, when he was there, he was doing pretty poorly towards the end of his career. And it was also around the time of the ascendance of RVP, although it's crazy how that sputtered out. But anyway, Chicharito has been doing really well. So this was going to be an interesting game. Ended up being kind of boring. Scoreless draw. For both teams combined, it was only 3 shots on target. A little unexpected, but you thought there would be some goals in this game, but hey, that's how it goes. And the bigger problem is you thought this was a time when Dortmund could really catch up and at least get some points on Munich. I mean, if you win this, that's 2 points closer. That's nothing. But anyway, either way, they drew. So it doesn't matter. The lead is still at 8 points at the end of the day. I mean, Munich is just destroying everybody. We knew there was no chance for them. At least Dortmund could say they were within 5 points or something, or 6 points of the leaders. But no, there were also cup games there, and both Dortmund and Munich won today. So they'll be going further in that cup, but still business as usual.
All right, so let's move on to the Serie A. So Saturday kicked off with Fiorentina versus Bologna. You would think Fiorentina would get 3 points, but that was not the case. Despite going up, Bernardeschi scored in the 59th to put Fiorentina ahead. They did go down to 10 men, I think, just before that. So they Giaccarini ended up scoring in the 63rd. Giaccarini's having a great season for Bologna. But scored in the 63rd to make it 1-1. And Fiorentina managed to hold on with 10 men, which is good for them that they didn't drop all the points. But at the end of the day, you know, with their slide farther down the table, you know, those are 2 points that they're definitely going to miss, especially for the Champs League third spot competition that's heating up. Lazio also played against Genoa and drew, so 0-0. So that's more points dropped for some of the bigger clubs. Let's move on to Sunday, Inter versus Hellas Verona, which probably ended up being the most thrilling game of the weekend in Italy. Murillo got the 8th-minute goal to put Inter ahead, only to see Hellas Verona put 3 consecutive goals in the 12th, 16th, and 57th. Inter was down 3-1, didn't think they had a chance. Hellas Verona,
I mean, 3-1, that's a huge lead.
Yeah, it was good. Hellas Verona had all the momentum at that point. Icardi managed to score in the 64th against the run of play. And then Perisic put the equalizer in at the 78th, but that still dropped points for another big club. Inter still kind of on the decline after a really good start to the season.
Oh, where did the decline start? The Milan game.
Yeah, we'd like to take credit for that. No, they were on the decline well before that. We just helped them along the decline. So speaking of Milan, I can't really joke around too much because we didn't do any better. Played Udinese. Pablo Amaro got a goal in the 17th minute, and it was just bad defending. I mean, we were missing Bonaventura, which made a big, big difference in the midfield. But still, I mean, we still have good players. Udinese hasn't had a good season. You would think this is going to continue. I think this is like would have been the 4th straight win. So, I mean, it was important for us to get this and keep the momentum going.
Yeah, I mean, it was such a big win last weekend.
So it's unfortunate, and the defense really fell apart in this Amaro goal. All credit to Donnarumma, who had a great double save. The first shot came straight at him, parried off to the right. The second shot was he palmed up into the bar to come down again, and God, man, I don't know what Alex
and Hondo
were thinking.
What were all of them doing?
They were just standing there watching the ball in the box, which is like, come on, you're paid millions of dollars to kick the ball out of the box. Like,
it always blows my mind when players act like that, where there's just that thought that, oh, maybe somebody else will get it. And it's just ridiculous.
It's crazy. So Donnarumma couldn't keep the third away from close range. So Milan went down 1-0 fairly early on. But Niang had a really good finish in the second half, slotted a pass. Udinese keeper in the 48th to make it 1-1. Had plenty of shots, 22 shots, but couldn't find the winning goal. Balotelli subbed on again. Hasn't really impressed for me. I think he had one free kick that looked like it may have been close. Niang's looked really good for us. Romagnoli on defense has been really good for us. 2 young guys. So we have a core young squad that I think we can build around going forward. just a matter of keeping them and grooming them now. Boateng coming back has been really good for us too. He's had a lot of energy. But at the end of the day, it's not 3 points, so you know, it doesn't help our chances of trying to claw back into European competition next year. So let's look on the other days. Juve had an expected 2-0 win against Frosinone. Goals,
they just keep winning.
Goals from Cuadrado and Dybala. Dybala's had an amazing season. He's just really good to watch. As much as I hate Juve, Dybala is fantastic. And Pogba. I mean, they have such good talent on the team. Napoli needed a PK from Higuain to win against Carpi, which was a lot less than what was expected of them after all the goals that they've been scoring.
Especially versus Carpi. I mean, Carpi's a lower level side.
Yes.
Lower
level. So.
They haven't leveled up yet.
Sassuolo and Palermo played to a 2-2 draw. Chievo Verona beat Torino 2-1. Atalanta and Empoli 0-0. Roma got another win against Sampdoria. So that puts Napoli still ahead in first place with a 2-point lead over Juventus going into a big, big match this weekend. I think they play on Sunday, which means that there are a bunch of big games that are happening on Sunday. So it should be pretty interesting. But anyway, Napoli with 56 points, Juve with 54, Fiorentina with 46 in third, Inter with 45, Roma with 44, Milan with 40, Lazio back in ninth with 33, and Udinese back in 14th with 27th. So it's interesting because now it's starting to look more like a two-horse race, right? So Napoli
Which
and Juventus.
Bad. Well, it's
interesting because Juventus had such a bad start to the season and are now title contending again.
I mean, we were talking about them in the same sentence as Chelsea.
Yeah, in the beginning of the year. And this weekend have a good chance to go up at the top of the table, which, oh, man, things that make my blood boil. After being so happy to see them struggle this season, they've really turned it around.
If they win, is it going to be their fifth Scudetto?
I think fifth in a row, yeah, something
that's
like that.
That's insane. I mean, that's dynasty. That's Manchester United level.
It's ridiculous. It is at home for Juve, too. So they are good at home. They've only lost once at home this season, so.
And the real question here, so we'll just talk about the top two. I mean, obviously, both teams have a strong chance. This weekend is could potentially be a title decider because both of them don't look like they're going
to
lose.
Yeah.
But, I mean, obviously,
I mean, it's hard
they
to see
are
both
probably
teams
have
winning out all the rest of the season.
But you get what I'm saying, that this could very well be. Do you know off the top of your head if Serie A goes by head-to-head or goal difference?
I want to say it's goal differential.
Okay, well, either way, so looking, I mean, I know we still have a lot of games left, but even looking to next year, let's be honest, Napoli doesn't have the cachet to keep somebody like Higuain.
No.
I think he's going to be sold off.
I wouldn't be surprised.
So then, I mean, I don't think Napoli has anyone to replace Higuain. And then Juve, though, has shown that they can sell their big players and still do really well.
Yeah.
They sold Vidal last year. They're probably going to sell Pogba this year.
Yep.
But they had some decent buys, and they can still do well. So I don't know what this is going to say about next year. Hopefully, Napoli wins out. And honestly, I mean,
I
in the history,
like
Napoli's never had one good player. You know, there's no famous players that ever came from Napoli.
No,
so.
But what's becoming interesting, too, so you have two big races, right? So you have that, and then you also have the race for the last Champions League spot, right? So Italy only has three spots. But you have Fiorentina, Inter, Roma, and Milan with an outside chance, but all within 6 points vying for that third spot. So that's going to be a really interesting race coming into the end of the season.
Yeah, and it's fairly tight, even for Milan, who's 4 points back from Roma.
Don't give me hope. This is what happens every year. You get hopeful, and then they just punch you into the ground.
I heard a rumor that Ibra's going back in time, and he's going back to Milan. He's going to be 27, and he's going to be in the blue and red.
Wow.
Red and black.
We can't be friends anymore. Yeah.
What's a blue and red?
That's a red card.
I almost said blue and black.
I'm going to do the show alone.
we'll see. But I think they have a chance. I mean, I'm kind of being nice. I think if you weren't an ACL.
I lied. That game's on Saturday. That's too bad. I'll have to watch it on Saturday, and then the other game on Sunday.
Which game?
The Juve Napoli game is on Saturday.
Oh, okay. Well, either way, it's going to be an exciting
Eastern.
Weekend.
It'll be good. It'll be good.
We'll tell you about another game that's going to be pretty exciting too.
Tell me, Sean.
So then that's it for Serie A. We'll move into La Liga. So there weren't any big games on paper. Saturday it started with Atletico Madrid playing Eibar. Not a great side. Atleti actually ended up going behind. They were down 1-0, but they came back 3-1. Big story here. Fernando Torres scored, breaking his record of 99 goals, and now he has 100 goals. Which, in a weird way, it's kind of cool because having 99 goals for
so
as long
bitter
as he did.
Towards him.
Oh, man. And he's still a Milan player. But
that's right.
He is. And oh, we'll talk about that. So, crazy thing with Fernando Torres, he wants to stay at Atletico because as much as, even though he hasn't scored at all, people still love him. And, you know, he's from Spain. He's living in Madrid. I'm sure he loves it. But the thing is, Milan still technically own him. And if the transfer ban goes through, Milan is going to have to keep him.
I didn't think about that.
Well, okay, no, that's wrong. Milan doesn't necessarily have to keep him, but Atletico can't buy him.
Really?
So
even though it's like part of the contract and the loan?
Yeah, because they can't sign new players like that. It won't work like that. I mean, it is possible that they could delay the transfer ban. Yeah. So Torres could make his appearance at the San Siro again. I don't know.
I don't know what's going to happen because
I don't know who else is going to buy
for us. I don't want him back.
Anyway, Atleti kept it rolling, so they're doing okay. The next day, on Sunday, we had the other two big teams, Barcelona and Madrid, playing different teams. So Barcelona played Levante. Not a great side. They're a relegation side, but they actually did decently well versus us, and we actually weren't looking that great. Admittedly, Messi had a disallowed goal in the beginning that was wrongly called, I believe it was called offsides. But it shouldn't have been disallowed. But we ended up winning 2-0, but it was a pretty labored win. It was an own goal, which was kind of crazy. It was like a cross sort of inside the box, and the defender's butt hit the ball, and it just went into the goal. It wasn't the defender's fault, really. It wasn't that much of a mistake. It just kind of, he was there, wrong place, wrong time, and ended up being an own goal. And then Suarez added a second late on. It was a good goal. Suarez is incredible. He's showing how good he is. He's still top goal scorer in the league. So then Real Madrid played Granada. Now this should have been a super easy win for Madrid. On paper, this was, you know, 3 points in the bag. Ended up being 1-0 fairly early on. I don't remember who the scorer was. I think it was Benzema. You think maybe they'll steamroll him. They didn't look very good. And then Granada ended up equalizing in the 70-something minute. It was crazy. So you're looking at, there's a potential for a 1-1 draw here. I was super excited to see Madrid drop more points and, you know, have Zidane lose some of his luster. Oh, it would have been great. But unfortunately, Luka Modric had a golazo. He had a great goal from outside the box. He basically just took control.
Look at you, multicultural.
it was a great goal, and it was basically all him. He went around one defender, I believe, and then he shot it, I think top corner. It was crazy. Ended up giving them a 2-1 win. So Madrid is still doing well. Looking at the table, we still haven't played our game in hand. So we're still at the top of the table, but we could potentially be more points ahead. So we're on 54 points. Atletico Madrid are on 51, and Real Madrid are on 50 points. So we'll see what happens. Hopefully we can. I don't actually know when our game is scheduled to be, when we actually play the makeup game. But hopefully that'll bring us up a lot further. And then
it's over. Spain's over.
I hate saying that, but it might be, honestly, especially a big game will be El Clasico. But I think if we can even draw that, it'll basically be over. There were also cup games that happened. Basically, our tie was already over. We beat Valencia 7-0 the other day. So it really wasn't, or last week, so it wasn't that big of a deal. We ended up getting a 1-1 draw. So Valencia hasn't had a win ever since Gary Neville took. I think they haven't won since like November. This is absurd.
So
especially because
sad.
And yeah, and Valencia is a strong side traditionally, so this is a huge problem
where
for them.
Are they in the table?
They're 2 points off relegation. It's insane.
Oh my,
it is
God.
Really insane. A club like this has never been like this. Well I can't say never, but it hasn't been like this in a while. Anyway, they're up 1-0 because we were playing our reserves. We ended up snatching a late goal by one of our subs, one of our young players I've never even heard of. So it was a 1-1 draw. It doesn't matter. We're in it, and we're going to be playing. Sevilla and Celta de Vigo play tomorrow, but Sevilla had a 4-0 victory last time. So pretty much Sevilla is probably going to go through. It's probably going to be Seville versus Barcelona in the Copa del Rey finals. And then looking at the weekend, nothing too crazy. One of the bigger matches, Real Madrid is playing Athletic Bilbao. So that'll be a decent game because Bilbao is always a strong side. I don't know where they are in the table this year, but they're usually a pretty big team. And I think Atleti is playing Getafe. Barcelona, we're playing Celta de Vigo. This Vigo has gone down a lot since they were top of the table, but they beat us 4-1. So we want to kick their asses this time. I don't actually remember where the home leg was. I think it was away, but we'll have to see. It'll be interesting. I still want to get revenge for that that loss before. But we'll see how that goes. And that basically rounds it out for Spain.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Oh, let's start the Vardy party.
Vardy party. He didn't even score, but it's a Vardy party.
It's the Huth
party.
The Huth party.
Huth, 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 Huth. So we have to start there.
It was, dude, what a way to start the weekend, man.
It was.
Early Saturday morning. I was up.
We all got up. And this was the most. Okay, okay.
What was it 7 o'clock Eastern, I think it was?
Yeah, it was early as hell. And let's be honest, this weekend was also Chelsea Man U. Nobody gave a shit about Chelsea Man U. Everybody was looking at the Battle of the Cities.
Oh my
Leicester City, Manchester God. City.
It wasn't even a game, Sean.
It
was ridiculous. I mean, it took 3 minutes.
Three minutes.
This was at City Stadium.
At the Etihad.
At the Etihad. 3 minutes, and Huth comes in.
Prolific striker, Huth. Robert Huth.
It's ridiculous.
Oh my gosh.
There are no words, man. I lost my shit when he scored. He just barreled into the ball in the 6-yard box, put it past what's it, Hart. Who cares anymore? It doesn't even matter.
It doesn't matter.
Oh my God. Anyway, who scores opens up the score. It was all Leicester.
I mean,
look at this. Oh my God. I don't even know. What are they? 22 shots to 14, something like that.
Vardy had some good chances. Hart came up.
Vardy had like two breakaways.
Really?
Like classic Leicester over the top
balls. Attack.
And Vardy could have easily made it more.
Vardy, and he did a good job with it, admittedly, but I think Hart did better. And he ended up saving both, and he made himself big. But whatever. You know, it's 1-0 early on. Then Mahrez gets on the ball.
Oh, my God.
Mahrez, you know, as much as I love Vardy, we've said this before. I'm pretty sure Mahrez is the more talented. He's going to be. I mean, he went around two defenders like they were nothing. It wasn't just the strike. It was getting around two players.
And he does this every game. He does something like this.
And his final shot, it was, oh, man, it was beauty.
It was
fantastic. Okay, at 1-0,
Also 3 minutes into the kickoff.
So starting off the game, there's no better way than to start with an opening goal, but whatever. You're away. You're Leicester City. Nobody's giving you a chance. They have Aguero. Like, they have Sterling. I mean, De Bruyne is out, but still. I mean, Aguero is the key to their team. And you're looking at it, okay, well, you're still shaky. We don't know. Leicester gets that second goal, and you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah. This is crazy. And then it only took 12 minutes later. I think it was off a corner.
Yeah,
it was off a corner. He may have like kind of propped
himself
up a little bit.
But it's a Premier League. You can be a little rougher.
Yeah. So Huth gets up, puts a header that just loops over Hart far post.
3-0. You're just like,
but it's not,
happening.
It's not even just like, oh, they just scored on the counter against the run of play 3 times.
Yeah. No,
they
no,
had
no. Exactly.
All the pressure.
Exactly. This was not a smash and grab game at all.
Oh my God.
And you know, we've been talking about this week after week, and it sucks that Dave's not here this week because he's always been the guy who's been doubtful of Leicester. There's this weird feeling because
I'm getting my fucking barbecue, Sean. I'm winning
yeah,
that
seriously,
bet.
Exactly.
He's taking us out to barbecue.
So if Arsenal or Manchester City were up 6 points, which, okay, spoiler alert, Leicester City ends up winning the game, so now there's 6 points. We'll talk about
it
in a second.
I think.
Oh, 5 points? Okay, well, whatever.
Yeah.
At more than a game ahead, you'd be like, oh, they have the title. It's theirs to lose.
If they were in this good form. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like Leicester. There's no reason not to believe they aren't the team that can win the title. Sure, they don't have the big names, although, honestly, Mahrez and Vardy are big names at this point.
Yeah.
But sure, overall, you know, the Drinkwaters and the Huths, you're not looking at. But honestly, this team is brilliant. And you know what else? What's his name? Schmeichel. He actually had a really good save. They had a good chance towards the end after the third goal. I want to say, was it Firmino? Like
it was
a header in the box, and I think it was like in the inside box. I forgot what you call that.
6 yard box.
Yeah, the 6 yard box. Why wow. I'm off the podcast. And it was very close. I'm just going to talk to himself.
It's going
to
be,
he's just a Leicester party again. But anyway, it was actually a really good save. He was right there, and he got it out. I mean, this was Leicester's game. Admittedly, City got one back through an Aguero header.
Minute, yeah.
Yeah, it was a very late game. Yeah, it was a nice header. I mean, Aguero, whatever. He's Aguero. He's disgusting. He's going to score eventually at some point. So, but this was clearly a Leicester win. I wish they'd gotten the clean sheet, but whatever. This was not a close game by any means. This was Leicester all the way.
It's crazy. Okay. There's other games that happened. So we
Were there really?
I mean, not really. Who really cares about the other ones? Aston Villa, 2-0 win over Norwich City. Newcastle got a much needed win over West Brom, 1-0. Everton, 3-0 over Stoke.
Yeah, solid. Stoke's been not doing as well lately, but whatever. Everton getting those three goals. I think it was
at Stoke's stadium, which is pretty good win. Crystal Palace 1-1 against Swansea. Southampton getting win over West Ham, which is pretty big because that puts United into that last champs European spot. Tottenham Hotspur 1-0 win over Watford. And then the other game, Liverpool 2-2 against Sunderland.
Yeah.
Adam Johnson, Liverpool went up two goals in the 59th. Firmino, I can never say his name. Lallana also had a goal. Adam Johnson had a ridiculous free kick. I don't know if you saw that.
I just
curved around the wall, bottom corner. Then Defoe in the 89th to equalize. So Liverpool drops points again, man.
Yeah, disappointing for them. But, I mean, this year is going to be a
wash.
I
don't know if Klopp's going to get the Klopp end. I don't know. I don't think it's going to change.
I think most people do realize a bit that this is not.
He's got to buy players. He needs buying.
I mean, he has garbage.
So let's move on to Sunday. Bournemouth lost to Arsenal pretty much as you would expect, 2-0. And then Chelsea versus Man United.
Big game of the weekend.
What'd you think?
I actually didn't see it. Oh, but okay. I heard a lot about it. It was actually a pretty good game.
Yeah.
It was a 1-1 that was this really good saves by Courtois and De Gea. Yep. So
Lingard had a fantastic goal. I don't know if you saw the highlights of it, but basically back to goal, like flicked it over, or turned it around, and just ripped it in the goal, top corner. Really good
it's
goal.
All their young guys.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. Diego Costa, 91st minute to equalize.
You thought United was going to pull out that win. Too. And yeah. Costa at the end. Did you feel like it was a deserved draw?
Yeah, I think both teams had chances. Both teams showed. Like, it wasn't boring. Like, I think United played a little bit better than they have been playing the last couple games. So
that was their jump start. They just needed that 3-0 victory.
Yeah, I mean, I think United probably should have expected a win with where Chelsea's played this year. And, you know, it was at the Bridge. Bridge is not easy to win at. So
talk about change. I mean, Chelsea versus Manchester United. I mean, it was an okay game.
Last year, this would have been the title decider.
Yeah, it really would have been. I mean, normally it should be. And
well, not last year.
A few years ago. But, like, you think about it, and Chelsea, they still haven't looked good under Hiddink. I thought getting the poison of Mourinho out would change things. It hasn't changed that much. I mean, I guess they still haven't lost, right? So they're on a lossless streak, but they really haven't won very much.
Yeah.
So
still in 13th place.
Yeah, and United, who knows what... You know what they are. And I don't even know. It's sounding like Mourinho is going to go to Manchester United, which will be really
interesting.
Yeah. I don't think he fits United at all. But we'll see. Because honestly, United, where are they going to go? Pep's out. Klopp's out. Ancelotti's out.
I don't know. Do you think he's going to go?
Who?
Mourinho. Like, he doesn't have the stars there. Who is he going to... like?
No. He's openly said he wants to go. But it's whether or not United accepts
him. This is different for the other. Like, he went to Chelsea with a huge club.
Yeah, he went to Madrid. I mean, it'll be a test of his thing. But honestly, right now, as dumb as it sounds, Mourinho, his options aren't as amazing as they used to be.
That's true.
I think the big choices were PSG, and now that the United's open, I mean, who wouldn't want to coach United?
No,
and
right,
obviously,
right.
If he can bring them back to, you know, glory, that's huge.
It'd be a big FU to Chelsea fans.
You know, it's funny.
Even though it's crazy, though, because, like, Chelsea fans still stood behind him.
They loved him. I still remember his last game, and they had all those signs.
The banners and stuff. Yeah.
I don't. I don't really get it. That's true, though. I didn't really think about how much the supporters love Mourinho, and now he's going to Man United.
Yeah.
It's a little odd.
Be interesting to see what reception he gets when he goes to the bridge.
I don't know what they're going to do. You're right.
In the red colors.
It'll be interesting to see. So a lot of people have talked about Pep going to City. Obviously, that was huge news, but people were saying, oh, Pep's going for the easier job, which... To be honest, it is true. I mean, City technically is the better team.
Yeah.
I guess in a way the expectations are different because City have to win Champions League because that's what they haven't done.
Yeah.
But even setting that aside, you know, he will get a lot of praise if he wins with United, but if he loses, he's going to get shit all over. Whereas with City, I mean, I think he can do decently well either way. Mourinho, I mean, if he doesn't do well with United, which is a really tough job, I think his image is going to get tarnished even more. The end of the Chelsea job was not good for him.
No. Do you think Pep's announcement of going to City hurts City's resolve right now? I mean, like Pellegrini, like... I don't know. Does it affect you? Do you think mentally?
I don't know how it's with Pellegrini. So there's a couple layers to it.
Pellegrini's a solid coach. I mean, don't get me wrong, but it's just like, you know, you're on your way out, right? So it's just like, but I don't know. Does that change like the hunger in there to win?
Didn't he know he was on the way out before?
Yeah,
this
I guess, but it's just like, oh, like Pep's coming. So
yeah,
I think now it's like, oh, well, we're definitely going to win with Pep. So who cares about this year?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's also a possibility. I think all the players apparently like Pellegrini. He's a very laid back guy. So since people like him, I think maybe people will play for him till the end, although they didn't play this weekend.
Well, was this the first game since the announcement, the Pep announcement, or second? It might have been the second game, right? Because I think they played midweek last week. I forget when the announcement actually happened.
I don't know off the top of my head.
But it's interesting that this loss like happened
right after this announcement. I don't know if that affected them. Honestly, I think with the players, it's going to be very different. The players are thinking, am I part of Pep's strategy?
You have to impress. You have to
impress. And honestly, a lot of these players are going to leave because Pep, I think he's going to clean house. A lot of people have been talking about this, and I kind of agree. As much money as City has spent...
Messi's going to come.
There aren't that many world-class players. Aguero, without a doubt. Aguero, Silva, without a doubt. Probably Company, Hart.
Torre, but he's...
No, Torre's going to be out because he hasn't been doing that well this year.
He's got to be 30 now, right? 30-something?
Yeah, older. I think Torre is going to... A lot of people are saying he's going to be the first one out. And my point is they've spent a lot of money, but not that many great players on the team. I mean, there are some really solid players.
Hart's solid there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think the best players are probably Hart, Silva, Aguero,
Company.
De Bruyne, Company probably because he's the heart of the defense. But like around that, that's it. Like everybody else might be expendable. I really don't know. Sterling hasn't really showed up. The midfield, I mean, they really haven't done that great defense.
Who do you think they're going to try to pull in?
So interesting thing, and it could be just a ploy for a bigger contract, but Sergio Busquets
really?
Had said that the only two people who could get him to go anywhere are Pep and I forgot who the other person was. I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
It's Pep. I mean, Pep is loved at Barcelona and the players under him. They all loved him. Honestly, all the players, most of the players at Munich love him too. So there are a lot of situations. The only thing from what I've been reading is that he's leaving Munich on kind of bad terms. Cause he wouldn't say anything. He was very cagey about it. And then now he's leaving after 3 years without winning Champions League. So I don't know if he has a cachet in a way to take players from Munich.
Bayern, yeah.
Although that would be a great place to take players because they're absurdly deep.
Do you think Barcelona players will come?
I don't know. I mean, it would all be down to going to playing under Pep again. I think they all feel comfortable playing at Barcelona.
Well, it's going to
England, too.
It
is going to England, but honestly...
Yeah, we had this conversation.
If you
want to
win titles.
But we've had this conversation. Like, Spanish players do tend to do well, but I think that's a consideration that Spanish players also tend to stick in Spain with those clubs. So, like...
Yes and no. I mean, honestly, if we took the best players in the Premier League right now, a lot of them would be Spanish. You think about Silva, Aguero... Costa, Courtois played, well, De Gea-ish, Fabregas. I mean, a lot of top players are from England. I mean, even
from
you could
Spain,
say Otamendi. Yeah, England, from Spain. Otamendi was in La Liga. Yeah. And so I don't think they'd have a problem playing. It's just
Is
a question
Messi
of...
Gonna come?
I don't think so. I think he said he wanted to live out. And Barcelona will do everything they can to keep him. So, really, at Barcelona, the Busquets, it was very unusual that he said those comments. I don't know what precipitated that.
Yeah.
So that was weird. Maybe he would go. He's a big part of our team. People don't talk about him much, but he is a crux of our midfield because he's the defensive midfield that links everybody up, and he's really, really important. So that would be a major loss. Either way, I don't know who he would take. The most obvious choices would be in the front line, although they have decent players in front, and then it would go to Neymar. But the thing is,
I don't think Neymar's going
to
leave.
It's hard to say. I mean, Suarez is as amazing as he is. He's a little bit on the older side. Messi, anyone would take, but he's not for the future. So Neymar's the obvious one, but I don't see Neymar leaving. So, I think everybody's going to stay put. Hopefully we'll see though. Pep has a lot of pull, and there could be players that want to try something new. And Busquets is still fairly young. I think he's 25 or 26.
Really?
He's not old.
Wow.
And Pep pulled Busquets out. He wasn't like a traditional starter on our team. Yeah. So we'll see what happens with that. But
so let's look at the table real quick before we end. Leicester on top with 53 now.
Oh, sorry, Busquets is 27, but still.
Still, that's still fine. Yeah. Leicester's on top with 53. Tottenham now in second with 48. Tied with Arsenal, who's also on 48. But Tottenham actually has the highest goal differential with 26.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. They've been just winning after win after win after win and draw.
City is now down to fourth after that loss to Leicester with 47. United's up to fifth in that last Europe spot with 41. Europa League spot. West Ham drops to sixth, 39. Southampton, 37. Everton, 35. Liverpool, 35. Everton's on top, man.
Yeah.
Liverpool with a minus four goal differential. Chelsea's back in 13th. Bournemouth, they're staying out. The Cherries are staying out of the relegation zone. I'm happy with that. So Newcastle actually pulls out of relegation zone, which is good for them. Norwich, Sunderland, and Aston Villa in the drop zone right now.
So let's look forward to this weekend's
games. Oh, man. There's Arsenal and Leicester City.
I mean, last weekend was a title setter. This is a title, put the title out of contention. I mean,
well, come on. This
Leicester, man.
You can't
Leicester,
say that.
Leicester,
don't
man.
Jinx them, Leicester, Sean. Baby. If they lose now Leicester. Because of you, I'm going to blame it because of your intro. You've jinxed them.
Okay. This is huge, though. I mean, if they beat Arsenal, I mean, those are the two favorites. They already destroyed City. Arsenal has beaten them earlier in the year, so we don't know what's going to happen. But honestly, Leicester, I feel like Leicester wasn't Leicester back then. I mean, it wasn't that long ago, but...
Well, what's also interesting
is there's another big
Tottenham
game.
And City are playing against each other.
So that's second versus fourth.
So if they end up drawing that game and Leicester somehow wins, they could potentially be 7 points up in the league right now and after
seven
next week.
7 points. That's two full games they can
plus
lose.
Plus one, yeah.
I really hope they win. I think everyone's going to be rooting for Leicester. Do you know?
Sorry,
I think...
six points? 6 points.
I think the first game was at King Power, so I think this is at the Emirates.
You're making me question my math.
So I think... Oh, sorry. When I said two full games, I meant at least two full games.
Yeah, so I will say Leicester did lose to Arsenal earlier in the season.
If you were listening, I already said that.
Oh, sorry. My bad. I
think that was at the King Power Stadium, right?
Yes.
So this is going to be a big test
because
it's going to be at the Emirates.
Away, yeah.
Not easy at all. And, you know, Sanchez has been back. I think they still, who else is injured? I forgot. But either way, this is going to be a huge game.
Regardless, though, you can say without a doubt that at the end of the weekend, Leicester will still be in first place. That lead may be cut down to two, but they will still be in first place.
I'm nervous for them, but man, they're playing like
even if they got a draw on this game.
Yeah.
This is what we said against City.
A blowout win.
It's crazy.
That'd be
crazy.
So great. 3-0.
Now I'm so nervous though.
I know.
I'm really nervous.
Now they're the favorites and now it's different.
I don't know. No. If they win this game, they're going to be the favorites. I think you have to say this weekend has to happen.
Already.
Oh man, don't say that. Ranieri doesn't like that.
I think the other thing you have to think about is it's not just the fact that they've been doing well. It's that City and Arsenal, they haven't been doing nearly as well as they should have. So,
yeah,
I don't know.
It'll be good.
It'll be an exciting weekend either way.
Yeah.
So that'll do it for this podcast of the dangerous duo of Rob and John.
I think we did okay.
Yeah, I think it went okay. We can't wait for Dave to come back next week. But that'll do it. So you can catch us.
I don't know, man. He's a hater. He's a disbeliever.
I know. He's the one. Well, he's the one who's going to be proved wrong. Let's be honest.
And he's going to buy us Korean barbecue.
Seriously. And any listeners, the one listener, if you want to come, Korean barbecue, Harvard, Connecticut,
yeah,
you can join us.
It's on Dave.
He already said it. Legally binding. So we are Kiss the Crest. You can find us on iTunes. Please check us out and rate and subscribe. We'd love to see any comments. If you want to say what you want us to talk about more or possibly less. We haven't been talking about Balotelli, so I feel like
that, no, that's but if you want to talk about more Leicester, let us know.
Yes, our side podcast, the Leicester Cast.
Yeah.
So you can check us out on there. Please rate us. We'd love to get 5 stars. You can also catch us on thecommentist.com. You can find our podcast along with other great podcasts such as The Unwind, Roll the Hit, Sky on Fire, The Bearded Vegans. We just got tons of crazy
stuff.
Anything you're interested in, just check it out. We got it on there. So that'll do it for this week. We hope to catch you next week.
Thanks.